This, ladies and gentlemen, is The Shade.
What's up? Good day.
What's happening?
This is The Shade.
On Active FM.
Right here on Active FM with your shady hosts.
Session Tubble.
Yeah. And you obviously saw the topic of our show when you clicked on the link.
You did.
And today we will be trash talking. If you don't know what trash talk is, it's kind of like a debate in a way.
Yeah.
But the aim of the debate is you win based on your trash talk.
Yeah.
So you know, like, you wrote exams.
I wrote exams, yes.
Okay, I was speaking the universal you there,
okay,
right?
Okay,
so, yeah, Tabo writes exams too. But you know when you're writing an exam and they did this a lot in, like, history.
Yeah.
And then they'd say, or even, like, life orientation, which is something we have here in South Africa. Mm-hmm. They'd ask you a question, and then they would say, back it up with your opinion. And then you could answer however you answered, as long as you backed it up with
your
good
opinion.
Evidence. Yeah. And then they would have given you the mark. So it was, they weren't necessarily looking for the right answer. They were just looking for the best backed up answer. Right?
The best.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Explained the best.
Yeah.
That answer, yes. Yeah. So trash talk is kind of like that. We're not looking for the right answer. We're just looking for the best trash talked answer.
That's it.
That is it.
Right there.
Mm-hmm. And we've done this once before. We did it with Jamie and Calvin. Jamie from The Love Show, Calvin from The Sporting Base and Housemaster. And they trash talked DC versus Marvel.
It was intense.
It was intense.
There was blood everywhere.
There was blood. We were there. We were present. We were witnesses to
right
the crime.
There. Right there. In the crossfire.
So if you're interested to find out who won DC versus Marvel in our trash talk, go listen to that show. But in the beginning of that show, I don't know if you remember. I think you do though. We stated that we need to trash talk one another.
One day. And that day has come up.
It has come. It has arrived. Today is that day.
Yes.
That we will trash talk.
One another.
Tabo against Ash.
S-V-S-T.
That sounded cool though.
Yeah,
S-V-S-T. The topic for this trash talk is, does playing video games actually increase IQ levels?
Yo, we go.
This is a shady topic.
No, it is.
It's a hectic topic. People get offended at this topic.
They do. It's a lifestyle.
Especially gamers.
Yeah.
Video gamers.
As in legit.
Yeah. Or actually anyone that plays video games.
Yeah.
They're quite vocal actually about it. So let's give you a bit of background. I'm not a video gamer. I'm never going to be a video gamer. I think of video games as a waste of time, personally, just for myself, because I feel I could be doing something better with that time instead of playing video games. I have played games in the past. I have.
Yeah.
And I know that games can be very addictive, which is one of the reasons also why I'm just like, I'm not downloading any games on my phone. I'm not, because I then am going to be sitting playing games instead of doing something productive.
Productive with the
valuable.
Life.
Exactly.
Like watching movies.
Yes, watching movies is valuable to me.
It is, it is.
Because I'm a film director. So maybe for Tabo, it's not valuable because he's not directing movies. But for me, I'm actually doing research / inspiration / reviewing. Yes. So for me, yes, watching a film is better. If you are a creator of a video game, then for you, playing a video game is probably good because...
Yeah.
So I'm not saying it's a waste of time for everyone in general.
Yes.
Just depending on you.
There are, yeah, okay.
So
depending
for me, it's, for me, it's a waste of time.
For you, it's a waste of time.
Waste of time, wasting my life away. Could be using those precious minutes to do something great. But I'm not. I'm now playing a game.
Yeah.
I'm playing games.
Okay.
So that's my outlook. And
that's
so
yours.
In this trash talk debate, I am taking the stance of I am against the raising of IQ levels. Via video games.
Via gaming, okay. And then on my side, I am, in fact, a video gamer.
Oh, my goodness.
But I play mostly football games, so soccer. So if you know me, then you know that soccer is one of my major interests. I also have a show on Active FM about soccer with my two incredible co-hosts, DJ Stone and DJ K, It's called the VAR Show. You can go check it out.
I feel like you're doing...
Right here on the site.
You're like doing... this
but,
was...
But playing video games, I play FIFA and I play PES, which are the two mainstream football video games. And now what it does when I play is I get the opportunity to be... To put myself in the position of a manager and a football player. So, you know, as a football guru, you can go ask DJ Stone or DJ K for clarity, but we have tactics in our heads.
Mm-hmm.
So we picture scenarios and we're basically managers. We just don't have a team to manage. So now playing FIFA gives me the opportunity to then put my tactics in fruition and see how things go. And that's why. And most importantly, because you know, as a FIFA player, you can't play FIFA alone. So playing FIFA gives me an opportunity to bond with my friends, to bond in competition, and then I beat them, and then they bow down. So yes.
So in other words, it's an opportunity for you to raise your pride, be more arrogant.
No, it's not. First,
feel better about yourself.
Firstly, most importantly, it's for me to, as a football guru, like I said, to put myself in the manager's positions, which basically increases my IQ in football and also increases my respect for managers around the world. And then only I use it for destruction. Yeah.
Shall we begin this trash talk?
I think we're in. I think
so
we
you're
in.
Telling me
yes
that the purpose behind you playing a video game
yeah.
is your number one to increase your manager skills, whatever. And then number two is to basically make yourself feel good about yourself, become more arrogant, beat people, trash talk them, pull them down. Don't know me.
No.
Can I please let you know, the listener, the one day Thabo was playing a person who was younger than him and he lost 3 times to this little boy. 3 times.
Yeah.
That day, his ego was stripped from him.
No.
Then.
Then what?
Then
what?
He was in a competition, should I say, against a girl, his co-host, DJ K, from the VAR Show, about sports, about soccer in particular,
yeah.
a quiz. And guess who won that quiz? Tabo, would you like to let them know who won that quiz?
It was me, of course.
No, it wasn't. Don't lie. It was DJ K. So in the same day, Tabo got beaten by a younger kid
yeah.
and a girl. On soccer. So how is your IQ increased when you lose to both children and girls about the very thing that you claim your IQ level has been raised for?
But now what Sesh doesn't mention is that after that, when I went back home, I destroyed that boy.
No, answer the question first.
No, I'm answering it.
No, you're not. You're not telling us what happened afterwards.
I'm going there. And now what happened was I destroyed the boy and the boy didn't want to play FIFA again. But now anyway.
So now you destroyed some little boy's dream of playing a game.
That's what happens when you beat me. I come back and I beat you and I make you lose interest in whatever you beat me in. So anyway.
So you're a destroyer of people's dreams.
Yes, I am.
Oh, and he's proud of it. He is proud of it.
And so what happened was through that failure, through that experience that I experienced.
You just said through the experience I experienced.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yes, I did.
Beautiful English.
Yes, I did. And so what happened was through that, I then upped my IQ levels because through my past experiences, I was able to learn from them and I was able to conquer. But now, listen.
No, but. The this, topic is
yeah, the topic.
Does video games it increase does. Your not losing?
You took it there.
No, I didn't.
You took it there.
I was just saying that you are full of yourself and that you use video games as an excuse to lift your IQ when in fact it actually is just something that makes you feel better about yourself.
No.
And then you admitted to destroying other people's dreams through video games.
Sesh, when you watch a movie.
Mm-hmm.
Which do you prefer, watching a movie alone or watching a movie with people?
I prefer watching it alone because I have a reason. I have a reason
okay,
for it.
Okay.
The reason for it is because when I watch a movie, I don't like speaking or anyone speaking to me because I know that every single scene is there for a reason.
Mm.
Because if you have a scene that's pointless, then your movie's not going to do that well. Because
yeah.
if you have pointless scenes, then it's not adding to the story. So every single scene and every single word of dialogue is extremely imperative for the storyline to get characters across, themes across, ideas across. Right? And I don't want to miss any of that. So if I'm watching it with people the first time and someone speaks to me, I get frustrated because now I'm missing something. So what I do is then I'll watch the movie by myself. And then if it's a good movie, so this is what me and my family do, I'll then show my family the film if it was good. So first of all, I'm stopping them from watching bad films that they wouldn't want to watch. Mm. And then second of all, I don't mind watching it a second time. In fact, I enjoy watching a film a second time because there's stuff that you miss the first time.
Yeah.
So I don't mind watching it a second time. So I'll watch it again with them. Now they can speak as much as they want. They can comment. They can talk about the US election, which happened once in watching a movie, and I'm cool with it. So that is my reason for wanting to watch it alone first, because then I'm not getting frustrated with anyone, and then you feel bad afterwards. You're like, oh man, I'm owned at that person, and they were just wanting to speak to me. That is my reason. But now, how does that relate to IQ levels and video games?
But that's you.
Yes.
That is you. The average person watches a movie with people, and so I prefer playing with people. But that's besides the point.
That is besides the point.
So video games, as a result, it then not only increases IQ, but it then creates bonds with people because you play with people. And your social relationships.
Your bond was actually destroyed because that little boy doesn't want to play with you anymore.
No, he does.
So due to your comp... You just said he doesn't want to...
Not with
you're contradicting yourself.
Not with me.
Okay, no, but that
doesn't
make sense.
He doesn't
want
to play the game anymore.
No, that doesn't make sense because now you're saying the reason you play video games is to increase your bonds with people. But when you lose, you're such a sore loser that you come back and kill them and probably trash talk them. Now they don't want to play with you anymore.
No.
So what bond was created?
We do play.
If, in fact, a bond was created when you were playing the first time, that very bond is shredded to pieces and is non-existent anymore because you ruin it after losing.
It is not.
It is.
That boy then respects me afterwards and requires my advice. And then we play the game. Not that game, a different one. And then he sees me. I just feel like we're going somewhere where
we're going somewhere that you don't like because you're Sesh. Right now.
No.
You feel the heat.
We're going there and then you say no. We going besides the topic. So what do you want? Do you want to go there or do you
want
to stick to
the topic?
I want to
discuss whether video games increase IQ levels or not.
Exactly. This is not about me. This is about the gamers that play.
Okay. I want to change the topic now off soccer video games, right?
Exactly.
So I did research. I did do some research.
Yeah,
and
I did as well.
Apparently, when playing video games, there are certain video games that increase IQ levels. Now, when saying this, I'm not now going, yeah, I'm wrong. I'm going to explain what I mean now. Mm. So what they say is there's two very popular video games that increase IQ levels. It's proven that they do. And it's League of Legends and Defense of the Ancients 2. And the reason is because both games combine strategic thinking with quick reactions, right?
Yeah.
So, they're saying that there are specific video games, not all video games. There was no FIFA mentioned here, I'm just saying.
Okay.
There are specific video games that can increase a person's IQ levels,
yes.
Right?
Yeah.
But then, I want to bring in the whole addiction part, because you cannot tell me that video games are not addictive, because they are addictive.
Yes,
that
they
is
are.
What keeps people from coming back.
They are.
Right?
Yes,
so
yes,
they are addictive.
They are addictive.
So now, yes, this person is getting strategic thinking and quick reaction, whatever levels, right?
Yes.
But now, if they're stuck in a room all day playing video games, they're not ever going to put those two things into practice, which means the thing they're using to increase their IQ is actually the very thing that is destroying them. Therefore, they're not intelligent because what they're doing with their lives is a waste because they're just trying to increase their IQ. So, in other words, we have an extremely smart person that's actually stupid.
No, but they're smart.
No, they're not. They're stupid. Because you can... What's the point of dying with so much intellect but you did nothing with it?
No.
That's like Einstein.
Yeah.
That's like Einstein with all of his knowledge not creating anything that he created because he was stuck in a room doing something stupid that didn't allow for any of the things that he created to be created and then dies.
Yeah.
None of us would know Einstein today. None of us would have what he created. So what's the point?
But now, if you put that person in those scenarios where they can apply that knowledge, then they're smart.
But no, this isn't a film. I know I like movies. Life is not a movie, though.
Yes.
So it's not like there's this magic secret agent that's going to walk into the room and be like, we've been watching you. We want you. And then put them in that situation.
Yeah.
That's not going to happen. This is the real world. This is reality. So therefore, they're stuck in that room playing video games for the rest of their lives, living at the bottom of their mother's basement, and that's it. Never get married, never have a job. They get fat because they're sitting all day. They wear adult diapers. Do you know video gamers wear adult diapers?
But they do have the IQ.
They do not even have the intellect to stand up, go to the bathroom, and do their business there.
No, they do.
No, they don't. Why are they wearing a diaper then?
They do.
Then why are they wearing a diaper?
They are playing the IQ in that game.
The only people I know that wear diapers are number one, babies, and number two, old people who actually do not have the ability to hold anymore.
Yes.
So they wear the diapers.
Yes.
And those two people need help. They cannot make decisions for themselves anymore. They need someone to feed them. They need someone to bath them.
Yes.
They need someone to clean them. They need someone to keep them company. That is not intelligent. So now if you, a normal person, you're a good age, you don't have any health issues, you decide, I'm going to put on a diaper because I don't feel like going to the bathroom because if I do, I'm going to get shot or all my plunder is going to be taken or I'm going to miss the goal. And then you decide to put on diapers. Now you have placed yourself in a position of someone who needs help and you calling yourself intelligent.
Sesh. I get that, okay?
Mm.
But there's people who game for a living, who make money.
How many
who
people...
make money more than actors.
How many people game for a living?
A lot.
How many?
It's a lot.
How many? I want facts.
I don't know.
Oh.
It's a lot.
Oh, wow.
There's even a channel. Esports.
Okay.
Go Google it.
Yes, there's also YouTubers that make money for a living. Do
yes.
you know how many? Do you know how many people are on YouTube?
It's a lot.
Exactly. It's millions.
Yes.
And most of the people on YouTube cannot live off the money they make from YouTube. So there are the select few.
Yes.
Now, it's the same with actors. There's the select few
yes.
that earn a good salary. There's failed actors. Do you know that there, if you go to Disneyland, there are literally people there that are acting as characters. So their job is to go to work and act as a skeleton in a wall. And every now and again, when there's a crowd of people, they come out and scare people. That is their job.
Yes.
They act for a living. But in my opinion, that actor, I don't mean to insult anyone, but they probably are a failed actor, which means they couldn't get into a film or series. So they took their ability and their skill, went to Disneyland. They get a good pay. They have a nice job. They work at a nice place. They get to scare people, which is cool.
Exactly.
Exactly. So now you can't come and say, yeah, but people get paid.
Yeah.
Because not everyone gets paid.
Yes.
And most people don't get paid. And the people sitting with diapers are the ones that aren't getting paid and they're ruining their
how
life.
How do you know that?
Because they're not. Because they're on YouTube and they look like civilized people. And even
but
those
they have
people,
subscribers.
But also their health declines. Do you know
yes.
how much energy drinks those people drink? They are up for like hours upon hours. And you've even said this, Thabo.
Yes.
If you don't sleep, eventually you'll die. What happens before you die? You start going. Mentally, you start going. So you can start drooling. You can start hallucinating. Your
yes.
body starts shutting down. These people don't sleep.
But does it happen to them?
Yes. Obviously, it will happen eventually. You're living on energy drinks and you're not sleeping. Hello? You don't have to be a doctor to tell me that there's something that's going to go wrong eventually.
Yes.
I thought you were the sports analyst. Don't you know about health?
No, I don't know.
So in other words, the soccer players can stay up all night and drink energy drinks and they'll be fine.
No, they shouldn't, but they can.
Oh,
yeah.
And their career won't be affected
at all. For 11 days
all.
They can. And then they die.
And their career won't be affected.
Yes. No, but I get that, Sesh. But there's people who failed at school, but because of their gaming abilities, were able to turn it into a lifestyle. The select few as well, like the actors. So they're applying the IQ that they have in this particular game to make a living, to get subscribers on YouTube and make money.
But that's still a select few.
But Sesh, there's dozen channels. You've even seen this. There's dozen channels
okay,
on
there's,
YouTube.
There's a dozen channels on YouTube,
yes,
right?
For every
on YouTube.
Game.
There's millions of people who aren't on those channels, who aren't on YouTube, who are addicted and who are not making any money out of it. You
yes.
can't tell me the vast majority of gamers make money. You don't make money out of your gaming. Do you know personally someone who makes a living out of living, not just extra cash,
yes.
a living out of gaming?
Yes.
Who?
I have a friend.
And how much do they make?
No, they make a lot. In this, I think it was 2 years ago, they won a FIFA tournament.
Mm-hmm.
And they were able to get 400,000 rands. For real. True story. He's actually in my school. And he's sponsored by Red Bull. He's a fantastic gamer. His name is also Thabo, coincidentally. But yes, he does. So I know him.
Okay, one person.
Yes, but there is a lot who don't make a living.
Mm-hmm.
But there's There's people who use this. There's people who use their IQ levels for gaming. And they make a living out of it.
But there's also a business strategy mind that they have.
Yeah.
So now, we're talking about just video games. If you're just playing video games, in my opinion, you are not clever. I won't say stupid. You're not stupid. But you're not wise in your decision making unless you're planning to become a gamer, a full-time gamer.
Yeah.
Now, there's nothing wrong with doing it in your spare time.
Yes, yes,
but
yes.
The problem is it's addictive.
That's the...
And then you start...
Unfortunate...
I'm telling you, there's kids who have failed school because of video games.
Of course there has been.
So yeah. Now, how is that intelligent?
It's not intelligent.
Exactly.
But then they still gain IQ levels from that gaming.
And then die
in the game
without doing anything or achieving anything with it. What I'm getting to here is I'm saying is, what's the point of playing video games, right? Mm. So you've got this brilliant mind. You can react quickly. You've strategic thinker, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But you do nothing with your life. What's the point?
Okay, look. If you do nothing with that... with that skill that you have obtained, and then it doesn't amount to anything.
But most people don't, because video games are addictive.
Yes.
And they get stuck in a virtual world, and that's it.
But also, there are people out there who watch movies, mostly rom-coms, and then they themselves get stuck in this fantasy of the rom-com world, isn't there?
Where there is. The topic isn't trash talk movies make people's intelligence higher. No, I didn't say that. I'm not saying movies. Movies don't make your intelligence higher. Movies are a form of entertainment.
Yes.
That's it. Plain and simple. If you're looking to become more intelligent from a movie, good luck. Because the chances are you're not going to become more intelligent because of a movie.
Yes. But look, you're taking it to a place where you're saying they're addictive. And I'm trying to say everything is addictive. Everything can be addictive. Too much of something is bad. So addictives... Everything is addictive.
Yeah, but a video game, an addicted video game will be like, but it's making my IQ level higher.
They're right. But if they're not applying that, then they're stupid.
Exactly. So it's not. It's working against each other. Okay, let me ask you this question, because this game, I agree. This game would, and it's proven.
Yes.
The game chess.
Obviously.
Right?
Yes.
Chess is a very, very strategic game.
Yes,
in order
is.
To play chess and win chess, you have to be a very strategic thinker, yep. Right? So, you see, I mean, you've even seen it, like, in past ages, people sitting playing chess, there's chess tournaments, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
But now, people don't get addicted to chess like they get addicted to video games. They don't. There isn't that addiction, right?
Yeah.
So, those people that were maybe using chess as a way to boost their IQ, cool. Right? Because there was no addiction level to it. It was, I play chess, my IQ's increased, I'm a strategic thinker. Cool. Now, go out into the real world, not virtual reality. I go out into the real world, I make good decisions, I'm strategic. So I'm not saying that everyone that plays chess now makes perfect decisions. However, there's no addiction level, right?
Yes.
So there's an intelligent aspect to playing chess.
There is.
But now video games isn't, because you might have raised your IQ levels, but that's it. That's it. And then you get addicted, and then you get stuck in a virtual world, and you're stuck.
Yeah.
And now your relationship goes down the tube, because now you're constantly playing this game. What video gamers have successful relationships?
Ah, there is.
The addicted ones. The one that's wearing the diaper does not have a successful relationship, because no girl would put up with a guy in a diaper.
But what if he doesn't want a relationship?
Why doesn't he want a relationship? The only reason he wouldn't want a relationship is because he's addicted to a game.
Because there is girls out there who are also playing games.
Yeah, I'm not saying they're okay.
He can.
Okay, same with a girl. She's so addicted to a game, she cannot have real life relationships. That's stupid. That's not clever.
Yeah.
So how is that raising your IQ levels? How then does games raise your IQ levels? So now they're this brilliant thinker that can't hold down a relationship. They're this brilliant thinker that can't hold down a job. They're this brilliant thinker that can't go to the bathroom.
Yes. There are gamers who are stupid out there. But then our topic is, does gaming increase your IQ levels?
I'm saying no.
It does.
No, it doesn't.
Sesh, I know people personally, my friends, that play soccer. Right?
Yes. Soccer as in video games, or soccer as in soccer, like real life?
Soccer. And they play FIFA. And there's things they learn in FIFA that they can now apply outside of FIFA in real life. And they get better.
Are they addicted to
FIFA? So technically, no, they're not. They're not. We're not talking about gamers who are addicted.
No, you have to take that into account. You have to take it in as one of the cons.
I took it in. But not all gamers are addicted. And those who are not addicted, their IQ levels increase as they play the game.
Okay, so can I ask you this question?
Yes.
So would his IQ levels of soccer, because now we're going with soccer. So would, if he had to sit watching matches, right?
Yes.
And watching documentaries and getting into like the real history of soccer, would his IQ actually not increase more?
It will.
So then video games is not the best option for raising your IQ. If you really, really, really want to lift your IQ up, then you need to go into research. And games are not research.
Yes, but that's not fun.
So who said research is fun?
Learning something is a combination of fun. It's like when you go to school, there's breaks. You don't just go through school the entire day, just class after class.
The breaks don't add to your IQ levels. The breaks are just breaks. No, they don't.
They do mentally.
How does the break add? No, not give your brain a break, because I know it gives your brain a break. I'm saying, how does it make you more intelligent? In fact, most kids are more stupid in break because they get into stupid relationships. Yes. They get into fights.
Yes.
They get into drugs and alcohol and smoking. Then is the break adding to their IQ levels?
How does your IQ level increase? It's through taking breaks in between.
That just gives your brain a break.
No.
Yes.
That's how the brain retains information. You can't just panel your brain with constant information. That's not how you get IQ.
Yes, agreed. Yes, but what you do in the break will take what you have learned and what your brain has taken in, and it will either allow your brain to soak it in and become good, or it will just destroy it.
Yes.
Yes.
I get that.
Mm-hmm.
But then I was playing this game. It's FIFA. But now I was playing FIFA 8, which was made in 2008.
Mm-hmm.
So then the players are olden day players. And then through playing that game, I then got to know those players because I didn't before. But now through playing FIFA, I got to know those players. I got to know the teams, the managers of the teams through playing FIFA. So technically my IQ levels increased while playing FIFA.
And how has that helped you in your life?
I know more about soccer, which is going to benefit the VR show and in other parts of my life. In case I want to become a soccer analyst, whatever. I now know players. I now know more players. Yes. So, technically, my IQ levels have increased in soccer.
Tabo?
Yes.
The trash gets picked up tomorrow. Be ready. I'm trash talking you.
The trash gets picked up tomorrow.
Yeah, you need to be ready. They're coming for the trash. So just be ready for them to pick you up.
Standing.
This guy, what is the point of trash talk?
It's to trash people. Yeah.
Exactly. Which I just did to you. And now you're confused. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a classic case of how when playing video games, you are not able to have real life conversations. When someone says something to you, you are very slow in processing exactly what they've said. And as a result, it is not strategic thinking, because Tabo just proved that he doesn't get what I'm saying when I pulled out a very clever line on him. I don't play video games. He does. And yet he was not able to answer me. He's silent. He has fallen silent. And you can keep your eyes rolling, because maybe you'll find the back of your brain then.
I don't specialize in insults. I just specialize in facts.
This isn't about facts. This is about trash. Hence the name, Trash Talk. And he's silent. So based on his silence, tell us who you think won this trash talk round. Do video games increase your IQ? And once again, I would just like to state, it's not about the facts, it is about the trash. Because it's called trash talk, not facts talk.
That's a good point.
That is a good point, right?
That's a good point. That's a good point. Yeah.
Yes.
I had my facts prepared.
You did. You didn't have the trash.
Yeah.
So Tabo, in your opinion, who won this trash talk then? Be honest.
No comment.
All right, let us know who you think won this trash talk by finding us on social media. We're on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Parler Gab, and Reddit. So you really can go and comment everywhere and tell us And you can find us on WhatsApp if you'd like to send us a voice note expressing your feelings on this very touchy subject of video games.
Yes.
And IQ levels.
Yeah.
And soccer. And trash. Soccer.
And yeah.
Then you can WhatsApp us. Our WhatsApp line is on our Instagram bio. Go check us out there.
You guys can also catch us on our wonderful website, www.activefm.co.za. We are also on Spotify, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, and on YouTube.
This has been The Shade right here on Active FM. Trash talking, in facts my opinion. Talking. No, not facts talking. Trash talking.
Yeah.
Tabo, is anything, any last words?
Peace out.
Before we peace out, any last words?
Peace out.
Ladies and gentlemen, Tabo has fallen. And as a result, he just wants to get out of the show. So we'll be kind and let him go. This has been The Shade, signing out.
This is not over. Peace out.
Looking for you, yeah, looking for you, yeah, looking for you, Lele. Looking for you, yeah, looking for you, yeah, looking for you, Lele. I've been climbing every mountain peak, I've been sailing on the seven seas. Looking for you, yeah, looking for you, yeah, looking for you, Lele. I've been restless, I've been sleepless, I can't let this go. I'm looking for you, yeah, looking for you, oh. I call your name into the grave, I'm gonna find you. So far away, but I'll find a way. looking for you, lately. Looking for you, yeah, looking for you, yeah, looking for you, lately. Looking for you, yeah, looking for you, yeah, looking for you, lately. Looking for you, yeah, looking for you, yeah, looking for you, lately.